This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hello, Adam in Melbourne. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Very exciting to be talking to you.
I'm excited to talk to you too.
I just wanted to start off by clarifying, I'm talking to Jay-Z, not Ramtha.
Ramtha is a sovereign being who doesn't talk on the telephone. I mean, he will appear in your right next to you, but he's never talked on the telephone. And people who say they channel on the telephone, not the genuine article.
Could you tell me a little bit about Ramtha?
First off, there's a difference between Ramtha and myself. My name is Jay-Z Knight. I was a dentist wife in Tacoma, Washington, USA, and I wrote a book. It was an international bestseller called A State of Mind, and you will be able to purchase that book in Australia. It actually is my autobiography of how this extraordinary event happened in February of 1977. My husband and I were making pyramids. There was a book called Pyramid Power going around, and in Washington State, everybody hikes because we have the Olympics and Cascades, and we belong to a hiking club, and we were always looking for ways to dehydrate food. And this book came out on Pyramid Power. Oh my heck, it was so great. So we all did these experiments. We made these little pyramids out of construction paper and put all different sort of things underneath to see if it would dehydrate food or turn milk to yogurt or, you know, remove the bad smells off your child's soccer shoe. We started on a Friday night. By Sunday afternoon, we had miniature pyramids all over the kitchen, in the oven, on top of the stove, on top of the washer dryer, on the floor, and they all had things underneath them. And my husband, being a scientist, was actually recording how the effects of these pyramids made the Cheops, the scale, and then aligned to true north, were actually affecting this. And it was Sunday afternoon at 2:30, we were really giddy, and I put one on my head. And my husband had a compass on the table that we used to align these pyramids and to make sure they were in true north. And I put it on, and we were just stupid because we'd been doing this since Friday night all night, the next day. And it was a new thing that was sweeping America at that time.
It was an in craze, was it?
Oh, my heck. You know, Pyramid Power.
Yeah.
I think the book's probably still around. I put this hat on. I said, well, maybe it'll increase my brain power. And this was 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday in my kitchen. And the kitchen was long, and we had the kitchen table near this bank of bay windows. And suddenly I lifted the pyramid up, and this being started appearing at the other end of the kitchen in a doorway, and it went right up into the ceiling. And the first thing you saw was lights that looked like if you dropped a glitter atom through a ray of sunlight. And I thought I was seeing things because the tears in my eyes, we were laughing so hard, and I rubbed my eyes and looked back up, and there is this being standing there, more beautiful than I can tell you. And this is shocking. You expect these things to happen at night, but you don't expect them at 2:30 in the afternoon. I said, who are you? You are so beautiful. That was the first thing that came out of my mouth. And he said, I am called Ramtha, the Enlightened One, and I have come to help you over the ditch. I was trying to compute this ditch. I thought, my goodness, did the bomb just drop? Somebody drop the bomb? Or I looked at my floor and it was still there. And all of a sudden I started hearing this whining sound. It was really like an electric motor. And I realized it was the compass on the table that was spinning and making a sound. And that was Ramtha's introduction to me in February of 1977. This gorgeous being who made an appearance in my life, gave some prophecies that day. Needless to say, now I'm a dentist's wife. We go out to dinner. We do dentist things. We have the people that we see. We go out hiking. I mean, we don't study metaphysics. We don't study spiritual things. Although my childhood, I had an interesting childhood, but you can read about it in the book, A State of Mind. That was Ramtha's entry into our life. Ramtha lived 35,000 years ago. No, everybody's going to say, 35,000 years ago? My heck, he must have been a caveman. No way! That's what my history said, and probably everybody else's history, but we really did have a whole different world 35,000 years ago, and this was a being from Lemuria. That was a great continent, the first continent that sank in the Pacific, and there is now evidence of that continent, who migrated across Mexico, used to be a swamp, to a port called Onai, and it was the southernmost port of Atlantis, which Ramtha calls Atlantia. And Ramtha's whole people were enslaved by the Atlanteans. Ramtha, as a young man, declared war on them. It was the first time war had actually happened in the people on the Earth. There was war happening with bases on the moon, with the Atlanteans, became a warring faction. Ramtha became a conqueror. He was called Ram the Conqueror. He is the great Ram of the Hindu faith, and he conquered two-thirds of the known world at that time. He was a warrior until he got run through. He sat on a rock for 7 years and contemplated his life and his army, and when he left the rock, he had changed, and his whole search was to find the unknown god. He called him the unknown god of the people of his race, because in his mother's home, they didn't have art, they had star maps, and that race came from beyond the North Star, and it was a conquest to find the unknown god. And Ramtha, in his life, found the unknown god, and the unknown god was within him and everyone else, and that led to his eventual enlightenment. Ramtha ascended on the northeast side of the Indus River in his 67th year, and as a being who has come back, and that's who Ramtha the Enlightened One is. How is that for a brief history of time?
It's a very good, thorough one, definitely.
Oh, God, Adam, thank you. I've been working on that one hard.
Now, as you said, you're a dentist's wife. Why did Ramtha choose you?
Because I was one of his children in his lifetime. Many beings of many races gave their children to him, and my name was Ramaya. He had about 200 children. I was with him in those times, as well as a lot of people who come to see him, and many, just about everybody who comes to see Rump was in his army those long years ago in that long past.
So basically, the people that are attracted back to Ramtha and the knowledge now had an affinity with him and was involved with him 35,000 years ago.
Yes, and I bet you if you laid eyes on him, you'd probably feel it too.
Wow. So what sensations do you feel when you're actually channeling?
Well, let me tell you this, Adam. I have been channeling the Ram since 1978, because it took nearly 2 years for him to teach me to do what has become an icon through the 80s, 90s, and on. Ramtha was a worldwide icon in the 80s because no one had ever heard of the word channeling. Ramtha is the one that coined that term that's now in our worldwide lexicon, because I didn't know what I was. Because what he did is he actually pulled me out of my body and let me see the world or see reality from a ball of light, which I was a ball of light, and everybody is. And that we actually wear this brain, and our brain then, through the central nervous system, connects to our body so that we can interact with physical reality, making known and unknown. And that's what we do. We create reality. That's what quantum mechanics is about, is that our thoughts matter, meaning that what we think in our frontal lobe of our brain, our observer inside of us, inside of this light, our whole brain is to give us a picture like our computer that we can look at. Our brain gives us from consciousness photographs that we comprise into thought that we see inside of our head. There's an observer in us. It's called the God within that looks at the picture. When the picture is looked upon, is observed, it changes energy that has the information into particles, the tiniest bits of matter. All of those tiniest bits of matter come together to fit the architecture of the thought, and then reality appears. We are here to make known the unknown. What we think matters. And so that's who we are. We are the divine being. Ramtha, in teaching me this, had to take me out of the body, take me everywhere, and then up through the tunnel, and go through this tunnel like people have in near-death experiences. I've been having them since 1978, before they were popular. And I would go through this tunnel. I've been describing it all these years, and all these different realities. You know, we live in a time cube. We live in one reality of infinite realities that are all existing in the same time. when we change frequencies, we see the next reality that's existing in our time space, but it's a different reality. In that tunnel that people, when they die, go through, you're actually going through the pages of reality until you come to that white wall. And I had that happen to me. Now, well, if it's a near-death experience, I've been dying over 1,000 times. I've been on the other side. So what made this different than a trance medium or a medium or a spiritual whatever? Remember, nobody called these channels. Was because while I was gone, my body was still alive. And yet, I, as a ball of light, was gone. And what this led to is that Ram showed me then one day, back in nearly 1979, the whole wall in my bedroom disappeared. And he showed me the future of the work. And what the work comprised of is that while I am gone, me, the ball of light, Jay-Z, the Ram uses my body. He's another ball of light, a magnificent one. And all he's doing, he's not in my body. People mistaken that. He is using the brain in my lower cerebellum to focus his will, his stream of thought that my brain, like a computer, turns on and produces pictures, animates the bodies. That's why the Ram does miracles, is because his stream of focus is instantaneous. Mine's a little bit more delayed. And so he then uses my body to teach about God within. So then you say, well, my goodness, if he's big and gorgeous and everything, why doesn't he just show up? Well, he has on several occasions. But the point, Adam, and I love this, this was really a zinger. So, Ram, why are you doing this? I'm a woman. He said, precisely, if God is everyone, what group of people has been the most prejudiced against? What group of people has never been able to be one with God? And that was women. Jesus is a man. God is a man. He has all these names, you know. God has no gender. God is all beings. God is the life force. But in the human being, God is made manifest because this is the body of that divine revelation. That's why every human being is divine. It's only a woman that isn't. And so here's this awesome being that changed my whole physical appearance, pulled up this body, and was able to see in the hearts and minds of people all around the world, create runners, make miracles happen. But the greatest thing he did is he taught us this one great truth, behold God, and that God didn't live outside of us in a piece of real estate, that God was us in the multiple, and that we were divine. Just like Jesus said, know ye are gods, the Father who lives in me lives in you. The kingdom of heaven is not outside of you, it's inside of you. And this is what Ramtha began, is what he calls the great work. And so over 32 years, Ramtha has taught people how to become that God. And it's tied in with science to the effect that when you take the concept of the observer, it takes an observation to collapse energy into a thing. All energy carries information. It isn't just energy. People talk about energy, and sort of, it's like love. You keep talking about it, but nobody knows what it is. But energy is actually a frequency that carries data. And when it's observed, it collapses into a particle. Now, the particle, like DNA, has data to build something bigger. But what causes the collapse is our observation of it. What causes it to become the thing we want is the picture we have in our head. And when we understand that the observer in us, in science, is the same as Ramtha's teaching as the God within us, they're the same thing, that when we learn all about who we are, what we are, that we learn to stream consciousness in deeper realities, so that our brain can make pictures, because the pictures are the architectures of the reality that we want to make happen. And that's what Ramtha teaches us and has been teaching everybody. That's why his school is so successful. And so now, am I a fraud? Am I the best actress in the world? Well, I have the best actresses in the world as best friends, and they love their teacher. In 1996, I was tested by a group of scientists for 2 years at the bottom line. When they hooked me up to all those lie detector tests and all those computers, they found me, but when I left, they knew it because Rumpa came in. Nobody had ever changed that quickly. And to the depth of where he was in the brain and how the brain was reacting, they knew it was the genuine article. So Rumpa then is basically to teach us what we forgot. And my bottom line is I tell people, we are the greatest mystery. It's not Stonehenge. For heaven's sakes, it's not the pyramids. It's you are the greatest mystery. You know least about yourself than you know about a television show. And this work is about solving the mystery of the individual and teaching you that you can create reality with understanding how to think and observe what you think.
What you're saying is the thing we need to study and focus on is not what is without us, but actually to understand ourselves, because we're actually God's creating the reality.
You're absolutely right, Adam. And guess what? We don't need to wear one crystal. You don't need to wear white. And guess what? You don't need to be a vegetarian. You don't have to pray. You just have to learn how to know. God is not outside of you. God is inside of you. If you take the concept, quantum physics is such a fabulous science. And if you understand that what quantum physics is, it's the study of the tiny. It's a study of how energy becomes particles. And it's all about observing. Well, who's the observer? The observer is you and me and 7 billion other people on this planet. And then we learn that. And all of that sounds great. It sounds like a theory, and it sounds like hype, and it sounds like all this. But what if you can do it? When you're with Rumpa the first day, you learn how to know something and have it happen. And then Rumpa says, when it happens to you, it's no longer philosophy, it's your truth. Now, what can't you do with what you just were able to do now?
So as this knowledge expands around the world and ramps and touches more and more people, what do you see happening in the world possibly in the next 10, 20 years or so?
We better do it now.
We don't have 10 or 20 years to wait.
No, we don't. Listen, I want you to tell your audience, you are wonderful. And it's not about anything outside of you. It's about all you suspected that you are and yet have never found out what you are. And when you understand you're your greatest mystery, it changes your path in life. And if you pursue the mystery, you'll find that the ancients who said that God is within you is absolutely true.
And if you could give them one tip on how to start that journey of understanding themselves, what do they need to do?
The people that don't have the understanding?
No, the people that are listening to this interview right now and go, I want to start learning about myself.
Okay, first thing you need to do, get his book. And it's called the White Book. It's called the White Rumpa Book. You can buy oodles of books, or you can buy tapes on him, videos. You can go to www.rumpa.com. You can see great teachings from your home there. Next best thing, buy a beginner's book on quantum physics. And don't be afraid. It's science, but I want you to remember, when you read this, it's about you. When you read this, it's about you. Next thing I want you to remember, everything is energy, but think of energy as a code. Think of it as carrying information. And when you think of it the fact that how you see, if you see only bad things in your life, if you see that you're poor, if you see that you're sick, you only manifest that you're sick, that you're poor, and that things are bad. Because that's the only energy that's going to contain your reality. Now, what if we say, you know how you use less than a tenth of your brain? So let's move to a new neighborhood in your brain. Let's go to a whole different neural net. Let's wake up in the morning and say, this sucks. I am going to become a happier person. I'm going to get wealthy. I'm going to get well. I'm going to regress my age 30 years younger. Science says we can do that. So what do I need to do? Really simple. Create your day tomorrow morning or tonight. You can create it. What do you want to say? Well, who is the new you going to be? Well, what do you want to be? You want to be healthier? So this is what you say. I have always been radiantly healthy. And you have to say the word slow, and you have to look at the word. Say it about three times. Then go to the next one. What, you're poor? Do you need a break? Do you need a happier relationship? Whatever it is, say real simple. I have always been filled with joy for as long as I can remember. That's a new neural net that you're creating. I have always been filled with joy.
And always focus on the positive.
No. Don't even think positive, because see, when people talk about positive and negative, they think negative's bad and positive's good. Fact of the matter is, it takes positive and negative to create the material world. There is no such thing as bad. There is only our emotional experience of it. That that is just relative to how we feel. No, 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 no. All we want to do is that we're going to create a new neighborhood. All right, I'm going to move my brain to a new neighborhood, Adam. I'm going to have a new way of thinking, and I'm going to think these thoughts intentionally. So let's move down to the next one. I've always been wealthy. Well, you could not have 2 cents to your name, and you could say that, but you have to look at the words and know your observer is looking at the words. And now the energy that's carrying the information of wealth, it collapses in your life instead of poverty. You just chosen wealth over poverty. Now you're going to see that. You're the observer. You're looking at it. Now opportunity starts to flow to you. And it comes from the most unexpected ways. Now, let's go down next to the list. You want to reverse your age? Scientist tells us that we have an immortal gene. How do we turn that baby on? Well, we turn it on by saying, I've always been 30 years younger, or 10 years younger, or 10 years older, whatever it is. Just let your God look at the word, right? Now, how about the future? I'm tired of living in the past. I'm tired of living every day emotionally from a past that I got the emotions from. I only get emotions when I have the experiences I've created. And now I'm left with a residue of feelings. So now every day I feel like I did yesterday. That's, you're eating your future alive by being your past every day. So now we don't want any more past. We're going to say, I download the future today. I am moving to the future. I no longer live in yesterday. When you download the future, you download genius ideas, premonitions, precognitive dreams. You start knowing things before they ever happen. And all you had to do is just to do this every morning and every night. If you get up and go to the bathroom, don't just walk to the bathroom. Walk to the bathroom saying, I am filled with joy. Come back from the bathroom and say, I download the future. I'm a genius. But don't just say it. Look at the words as you're saying it. You come back, you've now collapsed all this energy into a new reality that's coming together for you. And it's so wonderful. It's magical and it is beautiful. And if everybody will just do that, if you just do that, you'll change your world. And it doesn't matter what happens to the world. Your world will not pass away. And theirs may, but yours won't.
Very easy to do, really.
I'm telling you, Adam, listen. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is smaller than a mustard seed. And that it is so simple. God was never hard to know. We never had to repent. All we had to do was know.
Well, Jay-Z, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today.
All right. Now, to all your listeners, remember you're wonderful and start creating your future. Stop living in the past. Thank you for this interview. And Adam, until then, don't end this interview without saying, you know what? She's right. I'm going to live for the future. Forget the past. Okay?
You've got my word for it.
All right, doll.
Jay-Z, thank you very much.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.